forward the gesture. Such a large crowd. Before we came on stage tonight, I had to actually be sick in the toilets because of the nerves. But now, because you're all so warm and receptive and you're all going so crazy, I feel a lot better about it. Now listen, everybody who lives in this town, if you ate complete tits of yourselves this evening, there's not enough people here to make you look stupid in the refectory tomorrow, is there? So why don't you just let yourselves go, man? Let it all hang out. Because after all, you did pay to see this spectacle, didn't you? So anyway, this one's all about people that watch too much TV. It's called TV Man. Sometimes I think to myself, it's outrageous! Do it! And other times I think, it's totally fucking boring. Which one's right? Which one's wrong? I'm waiting for an imaginative insult. I haven't heard one yet. Okay, this next one's cool. Can you believe it? Someone's daughter. Thanks, that was ace. You know what? If you say fuck off to me again, I'm going to call you a boring tit and find out who you are. Every night somebody goes, fuck off, fuck off. And I get so tired of it. I mean, I go into a pub, you know, and if somebody looks at me, and because I'm so handsome and all the girls can't keep their eyes off me, they say, hey, fuck off, and I understand. But this sort of thing, it's obvious you just get upset for no reason. Please try and curb it. Now then, this next song is a sort of sad indictment of society based on my experiences in Singapore. When I was stationed there as a GI with the Borneo Army. And I met this girl and I said to her, what do you know? And she said, I don't know nothing. And I wrote this song called She Don't Know.
Yeah.
I'm totally over bloody well.
Last time.